This is Don Fass with What's Up with God. Do you bend or break? Cafeteria Lady author Martha Bolden reminds us that most things break because they can't bend. See that tree after a storm, the branches lying on the ground, ended up there because they couldn't bend in the wind. Are you like that? Is some of your brokenness because you couldn't bend instead according to circumstances? Proverbs 29:25 says that whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. What if your best friend's about to move to another town? It hurts, of course. What if you or your friend's parents announce one day they're getting a divorce? Are you going to bend to the change or break instead? Bending doesn't mean that you have to like what's happening. Just go with the wind. Martha Bolton's bumper sticker for all of this reads, "The trouble with change is there's so little of it in our pockets and so much of it in life." But you know why you can bend instead of break? Because the Lord tells us we can lean on Him, and the winds of life don't have to uproot our tree. We can bend with the changes, and God will not only see us through and comfort us, but get us to a new place. Besides, Psalm 104:4 tells us, He makes winds His messengers. So think about bending whenever the winds blow. It makes the journey much better. That's What's Up with God. This is Don Fass. Be sure to check out our OneHeartForKids.com website. Catch you later.